He looked at her expectantly, waiting for the penny to drop. But it didn't.
"Haven't you ever heard of Dr. Spooner?"
She frowned.
"Dr. William Archibald Spooner, a professor at New College, Oxford, in the 19th century. He was an albino, and had occasional problems with the spoken word, a nervous tendency sometimes to transpose initial letters. It used to amuse his students so much, they started inventing their own transpositions and called them Spoonerisms."
He paused, eyes shining, and she looked again at the post-it in her hand.
"The books have the clues," she read,
and she looked up, her face suddenly flushed.
"Oh, my God!"
Her eyes turned toward the magnetic message board, and she prized it free of its grip on the fridge. This time she read,
"A fit of the blood will foil the beast."
Her eyes darted toward Enzo, infected now by his excitement.
"What does that mean?"
"I have no idea, but we're going to find out, Jane. I know we are."
He took her hand again.
"Come and look at the others."
And they crossed the study to Killian's desk. Jane unstuck the post-it from the desk lamp and read it out.
"P, one day you will have to oil my bicycles. Don't forget."
She turned puzzled eyes on Enzo.
"Boil my icicles?"
He made a face that conveyed his own lack of comprehension and pulled the desk diary toward him. This time he read out the transposed message himself.
"P, I was fighting a liar, but now there's no more time, and all I'm left with is a half-formed wish in the roaring pain."
Concentration furrowed Jane's brow.
"Fighting a liar?" She paused. "Kirjan?"
Enzo shook his head.
"I don't think so."
"Well, if not him, who?"
"I don't know, yet."
"And what is a half-formed wish?"
"I guess it was something he was in the process of doing but unable to finish. Something that would help him to defeat or unmask the liar he was fighting."
"And the roaring pain must have been the suffering of his illness."
The tide of emotion that had risen in Jane was visible in eyes that brimmed with tears.
"Oh, God! Poor Papa!"
Enzo cast his own eyes over the open volumes on the desktop, the post-its and highlighted entries, and he wondered what any of it had to do with Wiesenthal and Agadir and Ronald Ross. Killian had not made it easy. But then he must have been paranoid his killer would find and destroy the evidence after he was dead. He had been relying on his son to see the wordplay at once, and then be inside his mind to unravel the puzzle. Somehow, Enzo had to get himself inside Killian's head, too.